In English, syllable stress is hugely important for communication. The word stress here means saying part of a word louder and holding the sound a little longer than other parts. For example, movie. I said moo a little louder and longer than V. If I had said movie, people probably would have had no idea what I was saying. In today's Ask a Teacher, we will tell you some rules of English word stress, a request from our reader, Larisha. Hello, Larisha. Thanks for asking. The good news is that English has a few word stress rules. The bad news is that English also breaks those rules from time to time. Still, the rules can act as useful guides. Before we start, you need to be familiar with syllable counting. If you are not, visit our Ask a Teacher page and read How to Count Syllables. For today, we will focus on two-syllable words. Okay, let's begin. Number one, most two-syllable nouns and adjectives stress the first syllable. Listen to some examples. The word meaning is not important. Quiet. Enzyme. Coffee. Play date. Fussy. Table. Some exceptions include asleep, machine, and hotel, which stress the second syllable. But don't try to memorize exceptions. You will get to know them from exposure and practice. Number two, two-syllable words that end in ER or EN almost always stress the first syllable too. It does not matter whether the words are nouns, verbs, or adjectives. Have a listen. Smarter. Father. Writer. Listen. Open. Spoken. Number three, most two-syllable verbs and prepositions stress the second syllable. Take a listen. Within. Enjoy. Involve. Around. Escape. Beneath. Again, there are some exceptions, like the verbs follow and cancel. Number four, here's where it gets a little tricky. Some English words can be nouns or verbs, depending on stress. With stress on the first syllable, the following words act as nouns, and on the second syllable, they act as verbs. Record, record, present, present, produce, produce, suspect, suspect, desert, dessert. Again, there are exceptions. Some two-syllable words act as nouns or verbs with no change in stress, like answer, promise, visit, and reply. All in all, listening and speaking are the best ways to get comfortable with word stress in English. In time, your ear will tell you what sounds correct. And that's Ask a Teacher. I'm Alice Bryant.